Critics of the federal farm program say it too often favors large farms over smaller operations. I'm Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio News. The crop insurance program is an example. A land stewardship project study says crop insurance needs changes to help preserve what's left of the nation's family farm tradition. The U.S. Agriculture Department's own numbers support the notion that large farms are a growing and dominant sector of U.S. food production. A report from last year said while only 3% of the nation's farms gross over $1 million a year, they account for more than 40% of U.S. agricultural production. Southern Minnesota farmer Randy Krizmarzik with Land Stewardship Project says the crop insurance program plays a role in helping big farms get bigger.
Crop insurance is a useful and valuable tool. There's a place for government to be involved with that, but the money could be just better spent.
That federal money is about $9 billion a year on average, according to the Land Stewardship Study. Krizmarzik's main complaint is that there's no limit on federal crop insurance subsidies, subsidies that can pay as much as 60% of a farmer's insurance costs. He says that gives big farmers an easy way to grow. Depending on which policy a farmer chooses, crop insurance can protect against either low yields or low profits. Krizmarzik says that means a big farmer can buy or rent more land and use the insurance to almost guarantee a profit on the acres.
If you are going to continue to expand and take more acres on, it made it less risk, if not completely risk-free, to do that.
But many farm organizations disagree with that take on the crop insurance program. The nation's largest agricultural group, the American Farm Bureau Federation, strongly supports the current crop insurance system. The Farm Bureau says it's needed more than ever, with most crop prices at break-even or lower levels. The group says crop insurance provides a necessary financial safety net for farmers. But funding the program could be in question if President Trump has his way. The administration would like to reduce crop insurance subsidies. Iowa State University Assistant Economics Professor Alejandro Plastina says farm groups don't like the administration's plan.
There has been a strong reaction basically opposing that proposal. So we'll have to see what Congress does about it.
Many members of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees are against any cuts to the crop insurance program. Whether they succeed in holding the line will be a major part of the upcoming Farm Bill debate in Congress. Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio News, Worthington.